Welcome to the Humanized Podcast, your health personalized. I am your host, Rebecca Kelly. Today, we have a great guest. Margie Bissinger is here with us today to discuss the health benefits of happiness. But before we get started, let me remind you to subscribe and get access to all Humanized videos, podcasts, and transcriptions from all of our thought leaders on personalized health at humanizedhealth.com. Margie, welcome. So happy to have you on the show today.
Oh, well, thanks so much for inviting me. So happy to be here.
Before we get started, I just did want to share a little bit of background information about you for our listeners and viewers. Margie is a physical therapist, integrative health coach, happiness trainer, lecturer, author. She specializes in helping people with osteoporosis, osteopenia, improve their bone health through an integrative, comprehensive approach utilizing whole foods, exercise, supplements, mind-body relaxation techniques, and happiness training. Awesome.
Well, thank you.
Margie, you're a physical therapist and health coach. How did you get into teaching happiness? That seems a little bit of a transition.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It starts way back in my 20s when I had gone through a bad situation myself and I moved to Chicago. And I'm not going to go into that because it's too long, but basically I'm working in an outpatient clinic in Chicago with chronic pain, people with neck pain, back pain, TMJ. And they're like, Margie, you're so happy. And had they only known what I had gone through, they wouldn't be saying that. But at that moment, it hit me that happiness was an internal job and not based on my circumstances. And I said, everyone I'm working with is so miserable. I'm going to start teaching them what got me through my situation. And miracles started happening. Back pain, neck pain, jaw pain, headaches were going away much quicker than with just traditional physical therapy. And that's when I saw the power of what I now call happiness habits, but how it transforms lives. So since that time, and that's been over 35 years ago, I've been incorporating that with every patient I see, every program I do. And I just feel it's the foundation of health. That, you know, when you have those habits built in, it can just change everything. So that's how it started. It's just been so rewarding and I see lives change every day.
So when you say happiness, I caught whenever you were describing it, you separated the situation you were in was different than your happiness. So a lot of times we think, oh, well, I go and do something, I buy something, it makes me happy. Like, you know, we think if we do something, it changes our situation. But you just said even the situation you were in, if they would have known, they would have really. So when you say that, what do you mean?
No, that's a really great question. Well, first of all, the happiness I'm talking about is not having a fake smile plastered to your face. It's a deep sense of peace and well-being that doesn't depend on your circumstances. But the other thing I recently added to that definition, living your life in color, because that definition didn't sound so exciting, but to really enjoy your life. So I think the combination of the two. But you said something really great that I just want to comment on, because people think they've done a study. They've really looked at what's called the happiness set point. You know, what determines your base level of happiness? And we all have one. It's sort of like a thermostat. We can be happier, we can be sadder, but we all hover around this. And they found that circumstances were only 10%. That's all. And this is what everyone thinks. Just like you said, if I get that other job or when I make more money, I'll be happy when I'm in a better relationship. But it only constitutes 10%. Do you want to know what the other is?
Yes. What is it?
Well, 50% is genetics. But the good news with that is now they found with epigenetics, we can even affect how, you know, turning on and off our genes. But the other 40% are your habits. So that's the great news. We have so much room to change this happiness set point, and we can increase it regardless of where we start from. So it's all really good news.
So you mentioned the happiness set point as being our base level of happiness and that we can actually increase it. How can we do that?
Well, it's through happiness habits. That's why, because that's the 40% plus we can affect if our genes express themselves as well. So there's many different areas in terms of happiness. I look at it like a house when I teach the class, and I have a happiness class that I teach, but I look at it like a house, different areas. So it starts with the foundation, you know, taking responsibility. And I think the big thing there, so many people are victims in life where, you know, oh, poor me. And instead
especially
of being,
right now, yes.
Yes, so many people. And that is one of the fastest ways to unhappiness. Because when you're in that state, oh, poor me, nothing can be done, versus just a change of mind. It's so simple to be a victor and take responsibility and look at solutions instead of problems. So that's always where I start the foundation. Then there's different pillars, the mind, the heart, you know, to learn certain habits, to live with an open heart, how to rewire your brain for positivity, because we aren't really wired for negativity, connecting to a power greater than yourself, your health, because that takes care, who we surround ourselves with, as well as living with purpose and passion. So all those seven areas constitute what I call that deep level of peace and well-being, and also joy.
And you also started off by talking about how you were working, you know, with helping people, right? Helping
yes.
their health. So my assumption is, based upon that, it does definitely, if you're happy, obviously it helps your health. But how does it do that? And also, does it affect your immune system? Because I'm assuming that kind of as our baseline is kind of what supports our health, right? So can you talk more about that?
Yes. I mean, they've done studies on this, which is just so incredible. They've shown that people who are happier on an average live 9 years longer, and they're 35% less likely to get sick. They also have 47% reduction in sleep disorders, which, you know, affect everything. So there's so many people heal better. And I've seen, you know, what I saw with my patients was I just couldn't get over how chronic pain was reduced and people really recovered so much quicker. And you would see life returning and joy. And, you know, we have one life to live. Why shouldn't we be happy and really, you know, and really love our life?
Now, you talked about how like 40% of it is habits, right? Did I get that number
right? Yep.
So can you give us an example of like what a happiness habit is that we could use to increase our set point?
Yes. I'm going to start with our thoughts, because the sad thing is 80% of the average person's thoughts are negative. And we're sort of wired that way because in the caveman days, we had to be aware of a tiger lurking versus someone saying, you know, giving us a compliment. So here's the quickest way that I found to rewire your brain for happiness. Number one, look for the good. You know, so often we focus on what's not working and what's bad in our lives, but focus on the good. And if that's hard to do, pretend you're a detective, you know, giving out like Academy Awards for the cutest dog, the kindest person, the nicest tree, whatever it is, just to start getting your mind thinking what's good. Because so many of us have so much good in our lives, but we're just not focusing on it. So number one, to focus on what's good. Number two, when something good happens, you can actually change your neural pathways by savoring it for at least 20 seconds. So when someone gives you a compliment, says, oh, it was nothing. Oh, thank you. I really worked hard on that. You know, soak it in. Or you see a sunset, instead of just like looking at it for a second, stop, enjoy it, take it in for 20 seconds. And that will help change your neural pathways. And the third one with this is that you'll get negative thoughts, and you can't, you know, there are techniques for that, but don't really absorb it. You know, accept it. Okay, I got that thought. But then think of three true but positive things as well. So if you start doing all that, I promise you, you'll start rewiring your brain for positivity, and you won't be swarmed with the negative thoughts. And I've been doing this for years, and it just makes such a big difference, because our brain and our thoughts are so powerful.
I find, and this is probably just a habit, again, that lowers my set point of happiness, or it could be that, you know, I maybe was trained this way, but like if I get a compliment, especially when I was younger, right, I would be like embarrassed by it, or like I would be like, oh, like, you know, you kind of like, but I love the concept of savoring it and just being like, yes, like, thank you. Yeah, I've really worked. I mean, that just to like kind of lull around in it is almost feels like a guilty pleasure.
It's really crazy that we're sort of scared. We're scared to really absorb the happiness, or maybe we'll jinx something, but that's not true. What you focus on grows. So when you absorb those compliments, work grows. And when you're happier, everyone around you is happier. It's contagious. So no, so get taken all those compliments, Rebecca, and just take in them. And, you know, when someone tells you you're doing a great job with this broadcast, thank you. You know, I work really hard at it.
So I think part of it too is like, in a way, I kind of think I'm trying to look for like the problems that could pop up, right? So instead of like, you know, just like, because when you said that, I was like, wow, yeah, I kind of like, I'm like, okay, all right, that's the good thing. I don't have to worry about that. Where's the bad thing? Like, I got to worry about that. I got to focus on that. And then I'm not in the moment of the happiness of being focused on the really positive thing. And it's a little like, it's just very easy to do in a day, right? Like, oh, okay, that one's, I don't have to worry about this one, but I'm worried about that one. But then that would lower my happiness set point.
Right. And worry, where's worry getting you? That's the thing. We worry, but it's sort of like, I know there's a joke. It's like a rocking chair. You know, you work hard at it, but you get nowhere. It doesn't get you anywhere. So sometimes when we examine what we are doing and just make these tweaks, we feel so much better. Why not live in the moment, enjoy? And yeah, you're in something great. Just take it in, absorb it, and it will change the pathways, though. That's what's so exciting.
And it's almost like the fake it till you make it in a way, but not really. You're not really faking it. You're just focusing on the part that's really good, right? And the part that isn't maybe as good, you're just not giving it as much of attention so that it does kind of, the good grows, like you
said. Yeah, exactly. Not that we don't throw it in the closet. There are techniques to deal with that, but so many of us are swarming and that's all we're focusing on. And that's what our life becomes. So right. When we focus on the good that does exist, and we all have amazing things that exist, sometimes we just don't put the attention on it.
Yes. Thanks, Marjorie. Those are really valuable insights. Marjorie Bissinger can be found at www.marjoriebissinger.com. That's MarjorieBissinger.com. And let me remind you to subscribe and get access to all Humanized videos, podcasts, and transcriptions from all of our thought leaders on personalized health at humanizedhealth.com. Thank you very much for being here.